Narad Muni has described a woman who is a professional prostitute. The Har Yaswa understood the identity of this woman. Mixed with the mode of passion, the unsteady intelligence of every living entity is like a prostitute who changes dresses just to attract one's attention. If one fully engages in temporary fruitive activities, not understanding how this is taking place, what does it actually gain? Purport by Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. A woman who has no husband declares herself independent, which means that she becomes a prostitute. A prostitute generally dresses herself in various fashions intended to attract a man's attention to the lower part of her body. Today, it has become a much advertised fashion for a woman to go almost naked, covering the lower part of her body only slightly, in order to draw the attention of a man to her private parts for sexual enjoyment. The intelligence engaged to attract man to the lower part of the body is the intelligence of a professional prostitute. Similarly, the intelligence of a living entity who does not turn his attention towards Krishna or the Krishna conscious movement simply changes dresses like a prostitute. What is the benefit of such a foolish intelligence? One should be intelligently conscious in such a way that he need no longer change from one body to another. Karmis change their professions at any moment, but a Krishna conscious person does not change his profession, for his only profession is to attract the attention of Krishna by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and living a very simple life without following daily changes of fashion. In our Krishna conscious movement, fashionable persons are taught to adopt one fashion, the dress of a Vaishnava, with a shaved head and tilak. They are taught to be always clean in mind, dress, and eating in order to be fixed in Krishna consciousness. What is the use of changing one's dress? Sometimes wearing long hair, and sometimes a long beard, and sometimes dressing otherwise. This is not good. One should not waste his time in such frivolous activities. One should always be fixed in Krishna consciousness and take the cure of devotional service with firm determination. The shloka is 6.5.14. Narad Muni, who is one of the greatest of our acharyas in the lineage of Brahmaji, his mind child is Narad Muni. So we have a great respect for Narad Muni, because Narad Muni is the mind child of Brahma. Narad Muni had described a woman who is a professional prostitute. Of course, in this, it's allegorical in the sense the mind is described as a professional prostitute. There is no mention in this entire chapter of a woman being a professional prostitute in a personalized manner, but the allegorical reference is that everyone's mind is like a prostitute, because the mind wanders from here to there, but does not fix itself to one Lord, to one master, to one husband. Hence the mention here. And this is a very strong purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Har Yaswas understood the identity of this woman, fixed to the mode of passion, the unsteady intelligence of every living entity is like a prostitute. Bhagavatam says so. Bhagavatam says that the unsteady intelligence of every living entity is like a prostitute who changes dresses just to attract one's attention. If one fully engages in temporary, fruitive activities, not understanding how this is taking place, what does he actually gain? Nashta prayashu avakilesu nityam bhagavata seva bhagavati uttama smriti bhakti bhavati nishti krishnaya vasudevaya devaki nirmanaya sananda kaupamaraya bhagavaya nirmanaya. So the purport is also very, very remarkable, because Prabhupada very, very strongly states that the conclusion is one should always be fixed in Krishna consciousness and take the cure of devotional service with firm determination. Taking a cure is usually when there is a disease. You don't take a cure of something when you are not diseased. When you are healthy, you don't need a cure. But when you are diseased, you need some medicine for curing. So that means the mind is a vehicle of the soul. And the soul rides on the mind, actually. When you leave this body will be dead in short, in a few years' time. The soul will come out of any of the 9 gates, either from the eyes, of course from the Brahman, from the eyes, or from the ears, from the nose, from the mouth. I've seen people die gasping for life, ha, ha, and then finally they're gone. Means the life has come out of the... I've seen people with their eyes wide open, as if they're in full fright, and they've left their body. The soul then rides on the mind. The mind becomes a vehicle of the soul. And if the mind is not fixed, the vehicle is not fixed. Just imagine you are in a car where the driver is mad, and he's driving, you know, like a madman. The steering wheel out of control, the brakes out of control, gears out of control. What would be the fate of the passenger in that car? And that is the fate of the soul if the mind is not fixed. And therefore, the mind, Prabhupada says, what is the gain? What is the benefit? Everyone in this world understands a very simple thing. Even a child understands that unless there is a gain of something, I'm not going to do it. You don't study unless you pass an exam. You don't pass an exam unless you get promoted. You don't get promoted unless you go to the university. And then you get some degree, then you get a better job or whatever it is. So it's all a matter of gain. Whether it is a gain in a material sense or a gain in a spiritual sense. In the material sense, you'll get material gain. In the spiritual sense, you'll get spiritual gain. It's obvious. How you work, as you sow, so shall you reap, the Holy Bible says. So it depends what you are going to do. So the process, Prabhupada says very clearly, one should always be fixed in Krishna consciousness and take the cure of devotional service with firm determination. The next half an hour, we shall take this cure. We shall become fixed in Krishna consciousness. So we shall now take step by step, scientifically, what is involved. First let us define, then let us understand the methodology, and therefore the conclusion. Srila Prabhupada says that ours is a scientific movement in bhakti yoga. That's the first thing. You wouldn't be wasting your time here unless you would have some gain. Why should you waste your morning hour of a Sunday just to waste 1 or 2 hours coming and going and so on and so forth? And it has to be a scientific movement. What does science mean? What is the definition of science? Anybody knows what is the definition of science? Everybody of us has studied in the school science. But does anybody know what the Oxford Dictionary says is science? Science is defined as an activity. Science is not a passive thing. It's not something you go sleeping about. A person who mixes oxygen and hydrogen, for instance, in Bombay, in a proportion of 2 parts of hydrogen and 1 part of oxygen, will get water once they become a compound. So science is an activity, scientific activity is such that it can be observed, it can be created and recreated, not only in one place, another time, any place, by anyone. And the result will be the same. The result has to be the same. Then it is scientific. So what we are talking about is a process, Krishna conscious process, by which the result will be the same, a scientific process. You will get the same result. She will get the same result. He will get the same result. Everyone will get the same result if they follow a certain process. And Srila Prabhupada has shown a 7-stage process. It's like going through 7 stages in a school or any process which you may be doing. Srila Prabhupada has scientifically defined Krishna consciousness as dovetailing our mind, body and soul and all activities in the devotional service of Lord Krishna. This is very important. First, you must understand, when Prabhupada says you should become fixed, always means 24 hours. Where is that? Who says that originally? Lord Krishna himself says this. Let me read it out. In 18.65, what does Lord Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Man mana bad bhakto. Mad yaji mam namaskuru. Everybody knows this slok, right? Krishna says that always think of me. Become my devotee. Means if you want to become a devotee of Krishna, you must always think of Krishna. We are not saying, it's Krishna himself is saying. Always think of me. Next, what happens, comma, become my devotee. Therefore, by always thinking of Krishna, you become his devotee. Worship me means once you think of Krishna at all times, you have to act. You can't just sit around and just become like a, you know, madman, thinking, brooding. You have to act, you have to do something. So, you have to worship me and offer your homage unto me. Homage comes in many forms, we'll come into that. Thus, you will come to me without fail. Now, here is a, you see, all of us have understood what are guarantees. When you buy a car, there is a guarantee from, say, you bought from Maruti company or something. So they have guarantee that for 1 year or whatever it is, this car is good. Or you buy a tape recorder or Philips radio or whatever it may be, or a watch. So every manufacturer gives a guarantee. So isn't it obvious the manufacturer of these universes gives a guarantee? It's obvious. It has to be. It's natural. If we give guarantees, every company gives a guarantee for its product or whatever the service they do, God himself gives a guarantee. Now what more do you want? What greater guarantee do you want than the whole creator, the supreme personality of Godhead, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamam Bhajami, the totality of everything. He is giving a guarantee. Where? In the Bhagavad Gita 18.65. Thus you will come to me without fail. Means I shall not fail you. That means it's a guarantee. I promise you. Further he says. After a guarantee he promises. What more you want than a promissory note from God? You open your purse, you'll find a rupee note in there. You know the exact wording that is written in the 100 rupee note? You know? Have you read it carefully? The governor of the Reserve Bank of India promises that this note is worth 100 rupees. Otherwise, that's not valid tender document. You see, it's not a valid instrument for negotiation under the Negotiable Instrument Act. It's not a worthy document. It's not a something which you can encash. Have you got a banker sitting here? Prabhuji, you are hiding behind someone. This is not a bank guarantee. Here is Lord Krishna himself saying, I promise you this because why? You are my dear friend. So, if you do the above, you become his dear friend. It's there mentioned in Prabhupada's purport. Everyone who follows the path of Arjuna can become a dear friend to Krishna and obtain the same perfection as Arjuna. Same perfection as Arjuna. You see? So, the obvious thing is, at least we have to reach to the level of becoming a dear friend of Krishna. He is offering friendship, not we are offering friendship. He is offering his hand of friendship to us. Krishna is giving not only his friendship hand, he is giving his promise and he is giving his bank guarantee. Krishna bank guarantee. What more do we want than that? But we have to follow process to do that. He has mentioned it very clearly. So now we go to the detailed process of how to become perfect in Krishna consciousness so that we become a friend of Krishna. He guarantees for eternity. Which bank exists in this world? Because the world doesn't exist eternally. How can a bank give an eternal bank guarantee? But Krishna is giving an eternal bank guarantee. His own guarantee. You see? A promissory note. Even a rupee note will get destroyed after some years. It's after all a piece of paper. Actually, what is it? 100 rupee costs only 17 paisa, according to the Reserve Bank audit. So, it's a paper and ink and printing and all that. So, it's of not real much value, 100 rupees. If you see in the context of reality, finality and totality, the real benefit is Krishna consciousness, which is internal guarantee from Krishna. So, the 7-stage process mentioned by Srila Prabhupada is worth noting and worth following. The first of the 7 stages is what Krishna said. Always think of Krishna. How do you do that? It's very simple. It's very simple. I heard it just the other day from one of our Guru Maharaj's godbrother, Prabhupada disciple. And it was a beautiful process of how one can always think of Krishna. Do you remember what Dhritakarma Prabhu said? How you can always think of Krishna? Prabhuji, do you remember in his lecture? Did you hear his lecture? Okay. Because this happens. One has to hear such that you remember eternally. Okay? So you all shall remember this eternally, not for temporary. Be always gracious and thank Krishna. Be grateful. When you are graciously thanking Krishna, you are grateful. According to the English dictionary. Because Prabhupada always used to say, refer to the dictionary. Because there has to be a common language. There has to be a clarity in wording. You should understand what I am saying. I should understand what you are saying. Therefore, there has to be a commonality. So, gratitude. Be grateful to Krishna for everything. Oh, Krishna, thank you for this wonderful... I couldn't say much about Bombay's air, but anyway, whatever air we've got. Polluted or whatever. But we have done the pollution, not he. Thank you for the water. Thank you for the taste in the water. For instance, if you go to Calcutta, every one of us have been to Mayapur or Calcutta sometime. It has a Ganges taste. It has a totally different taste from the Bombay municipality water taste. Isn't it? You go to Delhi, you'll at once notice that the Yamuna water taste is totally different from the Ganges taste and the Bombay taste. You go to any other city or any other village, every time you taste water, it will come to you automatically. Because Krishna says, I am the taste in water. Krishna says this in the Bhagavad Gita. And we are bound to taste water every few hours. So we are bound to remember Krishna because Krishna, thank you for this water. It's quenching my thirst. Not only that, I am getting this wonderful taste of Krishna. Just like supposing you go to a restaurant. We've got this beautiful restaurant next door, Govinda's. It has very, very tasteful dishes. Very tasteful dishes. Why? Because you keep on going back. That's the proof of the pudding is in the eating, as they say. So you are bound to go back. You are bound to taste Krishna. Because you are bound to drink water. There is no option but to drink water. You can't be sort of living on air alone like a python. You see, a python can extract moisture from the air. Because he doesn't want to taste water. He doesn't want Krishna. He's a snake. That's the problem with that snake. They are not interested. They are envious. They are venomous and poisonous. In fact, the Bhagavatam says, Prahlad Maharaj, no less a personality than Prahlad Maharaj, says, there is no harm in killing a snake or a scorpion because they are envious creatures. Nowhere does Prahlad Maharaj ever speak such harsh words except in these two occasions. After the name of Krishna, the maximum number of names come in the whole of Bhagavatam is Prahlad Maharaj. Did you know that? Maximum number of times referenced context is made of in the whole Bhagavatam is of Lord Krishna. And the number two reference to context is made of Prahlad Maharaj. So he's the second most important personality in the whole Bhagavatam. Otherwise, Vedvyasa is not a fool to keep on referring to Prahlad Maharaj. He would have referred to someone else. But Prahlad Maharaj is such a great personality. He's a Mahajan. For us, he is a worshipable Acharya. We have to follow. Why? Because I'll come to the next. Act for Krishna. And who taught us how to act for Krishna? Who taught us? Prabhuji, do you know? Who taught us? Prabhupada, through the teachings of Prahlad. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atman Pad Sevanam Atman Nivedanam. Isn't it? That's how you act for Krishna. Because we'd be lost without understanding these modes of bhakti yoga. How to act for Krishna. Now, you don't want to act for Krishna like an actor, movie actor. That also we'll do sometimes on the stage. But that we do it for the pleasure of the devotees. We don't do it for our own pleasure or pleasure of some box office or some director or some producer of some movie. We do it for the pleasure of the devotees. We say that right in the beginning. For the pleasure of the devotees, we are going to have this play. Isn't it? So we define that very clearly to start with. So the first step is always to think of Krishna. At anything, you are breathing 24 hours, you have no option. So every breath you take, you can always thank Krishna. And if you thank Krishna, you are thinking of Krishna. It's automatic. You don't have to make a special effort. Thanking for everything to Krishna automatically makes you think of Krishna. Krishna says, think of me always. But he doesn't say how you think of me always. That Prabhupada says. You need an acharya, you need a teacher to tell you how to do things. Because the boss, after all, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He's the owner of everything. He's like a chairman of the full universal or all the universal board of directors. But then you need a manager to tell you what to do step by step. And you have to report to him. So Srila Prabhupada is the best manager we found. He manages our life. He manages our death, which is more important than life. Because death is the opening of an eternal life. This is a temporary life of maybe 100 years max. So we want eternal benefits because the soul is eternal and the soul is craving for eternality. So to act for Krishna is the second most important thing. Again, I repeat, first is always think of Krishna. Second, act for Krishna. And acting for Krishna is by the seven, this Navda Bhakti process, Prahlad Maharaj has mentioned. The third, Prabhupada says, always serve Krishna. Because that is our eternal constitutional position. See, if you follow that eternal constitutional position, you won't get out of groove. If you are on a train and the wheels of the train are on the track, then it will go forward quite fast. Nowadays, some of the trains run at about 350, 400 miles per hour in France and other countries, in Germany and so on, Japan. Nothing, they don't go off the rail. Why? Because they are fixed. Not fixed to the rail, but they are on the rail. So our mind has to get onto the subject of always serving Krishna. And Prabhupada is the only one I found who has shown us multifarious, so many varieties of ways in which we can serve Krishna.
the ways in which we can serve Guru Maharaj, we can serve the devotees. And Krishna says, better than serving me is to serve my devotees. You see, Ramanucharya, one of the greatest acharyas ever who has come, I mean, Radhanand Maharaj always loves to talk about Ramanucharya. And I believe there is a bhakta here from Ramanucharya Sampradaya. So, this is one very great thing we learn from Ramanucharya. Serving devotees. And this is the thing which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took as one of the important duties of a person who wants to become Krishna conscious. Serve devotees with your body, mind and soul. So that is the third. Fourth, live for Krishna. Prabhupada says, live for Krishna means you can work, you can talk, you can preach, you can walk around, you can sell books, Krishna conscious books. You have to live your life. You can't just say, I'm not going to live my life. You have to do whatever you're doing. Supposing you're a housewife, then cook for Krishna. You're bringing up children, then those children should become Krishna conscious children. You're a businessman, then earn maximum profits, but for Krishna. Don't let go of the money. Take the money, but give it 50% for Krishna's service. The next, Prabhupada says, teach Krishna consciousness to others. That's the next step. That goes on. We are having Bhagavatam class and we are naturally trained. I remember when I first started, I used to think, oh, these people know so much. They can even preach. They can teach. Never can it happen that I can speak about Krishna consciousness. I don't know. I was a Mayavadi, so I was following some other personality. But this bhakti thing I will never understand. Not only do we understand by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. See, there are two words in the English language in the English dictionary. One is mercy and the other is compassion. So, mercy is what? I'll explain to you. Mercy and compassion. You take mercy on someone and you give compassion. There's give and take. There's a difference. You give compassion. Compassion is something which we'll come to later in a few minutes. Is something which is given to someone. Give compassion. And you take mercy means it's like Lord Shiva or Hari. The best example is Lord Hari. Hari takes haran karte hain, means he is taking your anarthas, unwanted things. So a person who is taking mercy, giving mercy or giving compassion, is taking away your bad things and giving you the good things. It's not a one-way street. It's not a one-way process. He is benefiting you twice, actually. Prabhupada is, every action of Prabhupada benefits you twice. He takes away your anarthas. Of course, some people get fully shaved also. So, and he takes away everything. You see? Then, and he gives also Krishna consciousness. So that's a double benefit we receive. Then, F, speak for Krishna and Krishna consciousness. Not only speak in class, but speak outside also. Every person born in India is supposed to teach. That is a duty of every person born in India, according to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And who is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is the Guna Avatar. He is the avatar of this Kali Yuga. You see? He is the establisher of the religious principles for this age of Kali Yuga. He is a great personality, none other than Lord Krishna in Radha's Bhav. So that is a very important thing. He himself says, teach Krishna consciousness. Preach Krishna consciousness. And the last and the most and best part of the whole process, Prabhupada has taught us, eat only Krishna prasad. Means now we are taking in for all your senses. You have 5 incoming senses and 5 outgoing senses. You are the black box. You are the body is like a black box. 5 coming in, 5 going out. So, which are the 5 coming in? Your tongue, most important starting is the tongue. So prasadam. So you eat prasadam and satisfy your tongue. If your tongue is not satisfied, heaven help you. Because you are in trouble. Deep, deep trouble. Because you will eat anything just because you are hungry. From chapati, that, what is it called? Belpuri or whatever. So you will eat anything, any rubbish on the road. Because you are craving. You have to have. You see? So, prasadam. Associate with devotee. Because by meeting a great devotee of the Lord, by seeing him, by hearing him, by associating with him, even by smelling the flowers, by using your nose, another sense, perception from within, getting in. All these things are association, Prabhupada says. Books, tapes, media, they're like reading books, listening to tapes, or seeing films of Krishna consciousness. That fully satisfies the soul. It's like, you know, when you have a big meal, at the end of the meal, you say, I just don't want any more. You're fully satisfied, at least for a few hours, at least. Then again, the whole process starts again. So then, you are fully satisfied if all your five senses get fully satisfied. That can lead to delinking. They're both, I mentioned, linking and delinking process, mercy and compassion. So that delinks us from cravings of sex. We were, this whole purport of Prabhupada is very strong. He has used very strong language. The intelligence engaged to attract a man to the lower part of the body. I've never seen Prabhupada write all this. But anyway, he has written. So, the fact of the matter is that the mind always goes downward. Mind on its own doesn't go upward. There is a gravitational pull down. You follow? This is the worst part of the whole thing. The only way the mind can be pulled up, transcend above the material modes of the three gunas, it is possible by this seven-stage process mentioned by Srila Prabhupada. Always think of Krishna, act for Krishna, serve only Krishna, live for Krishna, teach Krishna consciousness, speak for Krishna, eat, associate with Krishna conscious people, books, tapes, media, or anything associated with Krishna. Get all your inputs in this body. Because this body can be purified. This body can become a temple of Krishna. You can purify your body. Doesn't matter whether you have got a child's body, or a woman's body, or a man's body. It's a body. And all of them have got equal opportunity. What was Prahlad Maharaj? 5-year-old child. Dhruv Maharaj, 5-year-old child. Kya baat hai? Even Prahlad Maharaj in the womb got purified. Forget about, his body was not even complete. It was still in the process of getting complete. But the soul was there. And just because Narad Muni was explaining the Srimad Bhagavatam to Prahlad Maharaj's mother, he was listening. And because she was also listening, whatever the umbilical cord was supplying to Prahlad Maharaj's body became purity. You see? So Prahlad Maharaj was a pure devotee when he came to this world. Similarly, Sukhdev Goswami, pure devotee of this. He didn't want to come out only. Sukhdev Goswami was what? 13 years? 15 years? How many years? 12 years. 12 years he was in the womb of his mother. He just refused to come. He was getting everything. He was getting pure nourishment. He was getting pure prasadam. He was already enjoying all the benefits of all these seven processes within the womb. So why should he bother to come out? It was Vedvyas who prayed, ke bhai, now your mother has carried you too long. And you become too heavy. The poor woman is, you know, I mean, there's a limit. So, then, and what did he do? Sukhdev Goswami, the moment he came out, he started walking. What was that famous look? Anybody remember? Vedvyasji call Sukhdev Goswami back? There's a beautiful shlok. I just skipped. Otherwise, he used to say it at one time. So it is there in the Shastras that he called this Sukhdev Goswami back. And Sukhdev Goswami replies that, why should I come back home? What is the use? It's like, you know, leaving the toilet place. Finish.
मेरा काम हो गया है. आई फिनिश माई वर्क, आई फ्लश द वॉटर, आई हैव टू गो, देयर इज नो मोर. बट देन वेदव्यास सेज नो, देयर इज स्टिल मोर टू लर्न. यू फिनिश दिस होल प्रोसेस एंड देन गो टू दिस वर्ल्ड. एंड दैट इज वाई सुखदेव गोस्वामी वॉज सच अ प्योर डिवोटी दैट इट इज स्टेटेड दैट ही सरपास्ड इवन वेदव्यास, हु इज अ literary incarnation of God. Can you imagine? Sukhdev Goswami is not a Vishnu Tattva, he is a Jeev Tattva. But a Jeev Tattva surpassed a literary incarnation, Shaktavesh Avatar, like Vedvyas. So this is really something remarkable if you follow strictly this process of seven. Not that I am following or any one of us in this room can claim to be pure devotees. Maybe there are a few, I don't know. There may be some hidden diamonds here. But the fact of the matter is that there are great devotees who have followed this process strictly as stated in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And they have come out winners, 100% at the end of their lives. So, this is nearly 1 hour now. If anybody has any questions or comments, please put it forward. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I think you are all floored. Huh? There are no questions or comments. Okay. Yeah. Who is it?
Hare Krishna. Guruji said that like Krishna is the taste of water, and but on different places there is a different taste. So like it's contradictory. Krishna is only one. So we get different places, so how the water tastes.
Very good question. Has everybody understood? Prabhuji says that I am the taste in water. Krishna says himself, and there are so many places all over the world and possibly in the universe where water exists. So the taste is different in different places. But Krishna is only one. So how is it? This is a very intelligent question. Now the answer to that is very simple. Straight. Krishna can be... He is Yogeshwar. You understand? Yoga and Ishwar. So he is Yogeshwar. He can simultaneously... Achinta Veda Veda Tattva. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings is so important. Because if you learn the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thoroughly, you will understand this basic philosophy called Achintaya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Achintaya means inconceivably. Bheda and Abheda at the same time. So Krishna can be infinite and Krishna can be very, very, very tiny also. Anu and Vibhu. You understand? Vibhu? Vibhu means infinite. So he can have infinite variety. That is the nature of God. We cannot, the Jivatma cannot become both simultaneously. There have been instances in Srimad Bhagavatam where, what is the name of that famous Muni? Surab Muni? Huh? Subhai Muni. Who had eight... expansions of his, because he married eight daughters of a king, the one who was in the river all the time, and then he married 50. So 50 he married. So there is limitation, 50. You follow? But Krishna can have 16,108 wives. I mean, Prabhupada writes in that purport, Krishna would marry even a million women. What of it? For him, it's nothing. You see? We cannot become the taste in water. Our taste of our water, you know what it is. Hare Krishna. Nobody else wants it. But we want Krishna's taste in the water. Okay? Is that clear? All right. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.